A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 45 degrees. KSL's top story. Utah's expecting more growth around Hill Air Force Base than we'll see on the Silicon Slopes over the next few years as thousands of defense tech jobs move in. But KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says growth will bring serious challenges.
Northrop Grumman's hiring for the new Ground-Based Strategic Deterrent Weapons System, among other projects. But Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development told state lawmakers only about 40% of that workforce will be Utahns. To turn those numbers around, he thinks we need to make sure job training programs are available and let young people know there are opportunities outside Salt Lake City. With more defense contractors eyeing northern Utah, as well as the Air Force seriously considering us for the new Space Command headquarters, housing could also be a challenge in the future.
As we'll be keeping up with the roads and other infrastructure needs. KSL News Time 431. The number of early voters across the nation is huge, now reaching 65 million people. So what do we know about these voters? Your Voice, Your Vote 2020. KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the Elections Desk.
They're younger, more racially diverse, and more likely to be Democratic than in the last presidential election, according to a report from CNN analyzing early voting data. Polls show Republicans are much more likely to vote in person on Election Day. Utah doesn't have a breakdown of who's voted thus far, but we do know over 520,000 Utahns have cast ballots. That's almost half as many total votes from 2016. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Raging wildfires are keeping more than 90,000 Californians out of their homes. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, California Governor Gavin Newsom says wildfires have scorched more than 3 million acres since August.
The winds are also whipping up. This time is typical, but we have seen some really extraordinary wind events in the last 48 hours.
High winds have started 42 fires in the past 24 hours. More than 31 people have died as a result of wildfires in California this year. The White House's coronavirus coordinator is giving low marks to North Dakota during her visit to the state. Dr. Deborah Birx was blunt in her assessment, calling it the worst COVID-19 state in the U.S.
We were in your grocery stores and in your restaurants and, frankly, even in your hotels. This is the least use of masks that we have seen in retail establishments of any place we have been.
She says the lack of action is leading to an obvious uptick in cases. In breaking news at this hour, a school bus carrying children has been involved in a serious crash in East Tennessee. It's not clear how many people were on the bus, but the Highway Patrol reporting multiple serious injuries from the crash with a commercial vehicle. Emergency personnel have been transporting multiple injured persons by ambulance as well as by helicopter, and several helicopters have been seen landing at Chattanooga's Children's Hospital. One area news outlet has confirmed at least one fatality. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Let's pray for the best. Healthcare leaders say suicide is the leading cause of death in Utah for kids between the ages of 10 and 17. Still is. And a donation of $10 million to Primary Children's Hospital will help kids to get the mental health care they need. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Even though therapists have learned a lot about mental health care, officials with Primary Children's Hospital say the number of crises has climbed over the past 8 years.
We've seen a 300% increase in kids coming to Primary Children's Hospital's emergency department.
Intermountain Behavioral Health Administrative Director Ann Brenneman says that $10 million from Greg and Julie Cook will go to a lot of different things. They want to expand telehealth services to rural areas, and they're also building a new mental health ward in the new primary children's hospital being built in Lehigh.
Our goal is to prevent crises from happening in the first place.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:34. The DNA and genealogy work helped in the Sherry Black case. But Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says it really came down to good police work.
The team here, our law enforcement team here, Detective Ben Pender and those other folks, the UPD, Sheriff's Department, South Salt Lake, this was without many leads there, but they did not give up.
Gill says people unfairly questioned the integrity of investigators over the years. Black was found murdered 10 years ago. Suspect Adam Durburo makes his first court appearance tomorrow morning. KSL News Time 4:35. A new study out of France. You better pay attention to this. A new study out of France says drinking diet soda may not be any better for your heart than regular soda. The study on artificial sweeteners says people who drank a lot of diet soda were 20% more likely to develop heart disease, just like people who drink a lot of sugar-filled drinks. KSL News Time 4:35. Ricky, we know a few people who might be interested in that study.
Just a few.
You know, at KSL, they have the diet soda in the machine that has the little video screen and all that, and it's free.
It is.
And it's always out by 10 o'clock every morning.
Well, we do need our caffeine kick to keep us going.
What's happening on the roads?
Jeff, we're bumping this up to emergency traffic when we come back for full reports. These delays are unusual, and they're just getting bigger. Westbound on I-80 getting into Tooele County, and they start as you're approaching the SR 202 junction on the way to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Did you know that some states you have to put a stamp on the ballot when you send it off? That's a problem nobody's talking about. We will in just a moment.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.